And now we begin the journey. In the first days, in the very first days of creation, in the first nights, in the very first nights of creation, in the first years, in the very first years of creation, in the first days when everything needed was brought into being, in the first days when everything needed was properly nourished, when sacred bread was baked in the shrines of the land, when the heavens had moved away from the earth, and the earth separated from the heavens, and the name of humanity was fixed. From the great above, she opened her ear down to the great below. From the great above, the goddess opened her ear down to the great below. From the great above, the lady opened her ear down to the great below. To solve all mysteries, even the mysteries of death, Our Lady abandoned heaven and earth to descend into the underworld. The goddess abandoned heaven and earth to descend to the underworld. She abandoned heaven and earth to descend to the underworld. Sit or stand before the altar and say, I am like the goddess, Our Lady. I seek to solve all mysteries, even the mystery of death. I abandon my temples of heaven and earth to descend into the underworld. To truly learn the ways of magic, I seek to be initiated into the ways of magic, the ways of the witch. To be a high priestess or high priest, in fact as well as name. So mote it be. Prepare yourself with the seven holy powers, in body or in spirit vision. Hold the robe, wear it, and say, I abandon my temple of the root to descend to the underworld. Reflect on the mysteries of the root and the body. Hold the measure, then place it around the waist and tie the robe. Say, I abandon my temple of trust to descend to the underworld. Reflect on the mysteries of the belly. Hold the bracelet and place it on your wrist, noting left or right side, and say, I abandon my temple of power to descend to the underworld. Reflect on the mysteries of the solar plexus and the hands. Hold the breastplate, place it on your chest, and say, I abandon my temple of the heart to descend to the underworld. Reflect on the mysteries of the heart. Hold the double strand of beads, place them around your neck, and say, I abandoned my temple of the voice to descend to the underworld. Reflect on the mysteries of the throat. Hold the single strand of beads, place them around your neck, and say, I abandoned my temple of vision to descend to the underworld. Reflect on the mysteries of the third eye. Hold the crown in your hands, place it upon your head, and say, I abandon my temple of the heavens to descend to the underworld. Reflect on the mysteries of the crown and the highest chakra. She gathered together the seven powers. She took them in her hands. With her power in her possession, she prepared herself. She spoke with the spirits who have given her constant support, wise counsel, and who fought by her side to overcome all. She instructed them to weep and mourn her if she did not return, to seek out the gods who know the food of life, the waters of life, the secret of life. Surely they will not let their child die in the underworld before knowing the mysteries of life. Take this time to speak with your own spirits, your own guides and totems, and guardians. Ask for their advice and aid. Though they cannot accompany you on this journey, they still send spiritual support and will be there if the journey cannot be completed alone. The goddess set out for the underworld. She abandoned the gods of sky and sun. The goddess abandoned the gods of grain and green and goodness. Our Lady abandoned the gods of the living world. The goddess set out for the underworld, and the light within the heavens and earth followed suit.